And now to the politics of foreign policy. In the Democratic race for the presidential nomination, two candidates have been circling around each other for months. This week, they finally faced off. The subject of the battle between Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama was how to deal with dictators. But the clash was really about much more than that. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has our report.
It was the first direct engagement between Obama and Clinton, and it showed that Clinton is agile and aggressive, and that Obama can take a punch and return it. It all started at the Monday night YouTube debate. The candidates were asked whether they'd meet without preconditions with the leaders of countries like Iran, North Korea, or Cuba. Obama said he would. Clinton said she wouldn't, because that would give the dictators a propaganda victory. The Clinton camp said the answers showed her toughness and experience and Obama's lack of both. Obama's campaign said she was fabricating a controversy. There's nothing unusual about that kind of exchange, conducted through surrogates. But then, Clinton escalated the battle by making it personal. In an interview recorded by the Iowa Quad City Times, she said this.
I thought that was irresponsible and frankly naive to say that he would commit to meeting with Chavez and Castro and others within the first year.
Of course, Clinton herself has criticized President Bush for not dealing directly with countries like Iran and Syria. On July 10th in Iowa, she said she would deal with those countries right from the beginning of her presidency.
Unfortunately, for most of the past 6 years, President Bush has adopted a simple and fundamentally flawed strategy for dealing with these countries. We don't talk to bad people. Now,
for Obama, the skirmish with Clinton was an opportunity to make a larger point, that he represents the future, she the past. Here he is at a rally in New Hampshire on Thursday.
It is no longer sufficient for us to trot out the old formulas, the old tired phrases. If we want fundamental change, then we can't be afraid to talk to our enemies. We can't be afraid to... I'm not afraid of losing the PR war to dictators. I'm happy to look them in the eye and say what needs to be said. I'm happy to tell them what I think. I'm not going to avoid them. I'm not going to hide behind a bunch of rhetoric. I don't want a continuation of Bush-Cheney. I don't want Bush-Cheney light.
Well, that struck a nerve. Here's Clinton reacting on CNN.
Well, this is getting kind of silly. You know, I've been called a lot of things in my life, but I've never been called George Bush or Dick Cheney, certainly. You know, you have to ask, what's ever happened to the politics of hope?
That dig is Clinton trying to box Obama in. She suggests that since he's promised a different kind of politics, he's a hypocrite every time he attacks or counterattacks. Obama rejected that idea in an interview with NPR yesterday.
That's silly. You know, the notion that we can't have a substantive argument or that I can't challenge some of their conventional wisdom without somehow sacrificing the broader themes of our campaign, which is to bring people together and change the tone of politics, I think makes no sense.
And he continued his argument that she's the quasi-incumbent, the Washington insider, and don't forget, she voted for the war.
It's fascinating to me to hear pundits who are commenting on this issue, suggesting somehow that straying from the conventional wisdom is an indication of inexperience. It actually, I think, is a desire to replace the sort of conventional wisdom and experience that has gotten us into probably the biggest foreign policy mess in several generations, and start doing things differently.
So there you have it, experience versus change, the two themes of the Democratic nominating contest. If the fight is this intense in July, imagine what it'll be like in January. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.